Come on there, you little rat. Oh, look at that. That's using your head. What's the matter with your arms? What, you got a bad case of rickets?
That's famed Indiana University diving coach Hobie Billingsley, pushing a teenage diver to do his best in the documentary film Hobie's Heroes.
I hate to say this, John, but your diving's improving.
Hobie's Heroes was made in the late 1970s by Fort Wayne native Stephen Montgomery. It was praised in the New York Times and shown on television and in film festivals around the world, where it won numerous awards. When Hobie's Heroes was shown on PBS in Los Angeles, Montgomery was interviewed by Hollywood movie director John Badham.
I really look forward to seeing what you're working on in the future. Have you got something that's in the works right now?
I've just written a 1-hour script that I hope to sell as an after-school special, and I'll hopefully get a chance to direct that.
Well, I hope you succeed with it.
But neither the afternoon special nor his Hollywood career ever materialized. Recently, Montgomery, who lives in New York City, came to the Indiana Memorial Union to screen Hobie's Heroes and describe his disillusionment and his comeback. He called his talk, "Achieving Success After My Dream Failed to Come True."
What do you do when your dream fails to come true? When all your efforts are seem to be futile? When that success that you imagine over and over doesn't come to pass?
Montgomery told the audience at the Wittenberger Auditorium how the success of Hobie's Heroes in the 1980s galvanized his desire to inspire audiences through film.
I said to myself, this is what I want to do with my life as a filmmaker, to encourage people and to even help to make a better world.
But funding for several film projects fell through. He calls that time the most difficult period of his life.
I was bitter and resentful that I was being prevented from doing the thing that I really loved.
It took 12 years before Montgomery could make his second film, a documentary about a Moroccan marketplace. Then the years passed as he sought funding for his next project, and he grew tired of waiting for the money to come in. A comment from his mother changed his life.
One day, my mother said to me, Steve, you've got to get a job so you'll have something when you retire. And I spent months resisting this idea, but I knew she was right.
So Montgomery got a job as a fundraiser for a nonprofit organization. But he found the job tedious, and he hated what he was doing.
I remember one night I went out to dinner after work alone at Burger King, and I said to myself, what happened to the life I used to have? When I was so passionate about telling a story in a film, what happened to my ideals?
A subsequent job as a fundraiser for the New York Philharmonic changed his mood. He loved hearing the Philharmonic play and was excited to be writing proposals for their concerts and education programs. That was 5 years ago. Now, Montgomery is a respected independent fundraising consultant. His specialty is helping New York City nonprofits find grants in the areas of the arts, social services, and workforce development.
And often when I'm writing a proposal, I imagine how a nonprofit program will help people in the future, just as I used to visualize how a film would one day benefit an audience. And I write with much enthusiasm.
Montgomery speaks with pride about some of the projects he's worked on. His fundraising skills have helped bring Shakespeare to poor neighborhoods, provide vocational training for dropouts, and in a Lower East Side housing project, pair caseworkers to young pregnant women.
And so, it seems that my work is helping to make a better world. And this was my goal when I left Indiana to become a filmmaker so many years ago.
After his talk, Montgomery was all smiles as he greeted well-wishers in the audience. He seemed happy to be inspiring people with his message of renewal. But, as he told me privately, he has not completely reconciled his career as a fundraiser with his desire to be a Hollywood filmmaker. As he put it, the dream just doesn't go away overnight. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Fine. Now, where'd you go in? Oh, is that so? Where'd you come up? You're fired. I'm going to double your fee next year if you keep doing that.